Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the new wave of Brooklyn band Nation of Language.
I was in love, that was enough. I swear to God, I'm coming apart, cut up. I ain't the mass, singing your last. Consuming collapse, it's violence, violence.
Singer Ian Devaney has one of those voices, instantly familiar, rich and warm, capable of Y2K indie punk snarl, danceable new wave or gothic ennui. After his Jersey band, the Static Jacks, hit the wall and called it quits, he turned around and looked back at his influences. Maybe synth pop would allow him to, you know, do it solo for a bit? The experiment eventually turned into a band deserving of its own name. Bass player Michael Sue Poy and synth player slash partner Aiden Noel, now Devaney, round out Nation of Language. Their first album, Introduction Present, set sail in 2020. Though the release was pushed back from April to May.
One touch, look away, and as far as I can tell, I can't defend myself.
Despite the delay, the record still set out less like an ocean liner and more like a paper boat on an unexplored pandemic sea. A really good paper boat, though. Sturdy. Rockin'. Wait, are you supposed to rock the boat?
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Without touring, they started releasing singles for the upcoming new album. Magically, wonderfully, the music started to reach people, including superfan KEXP DJ John Richards, who played them a lot. He asked the band about their return to playing live.
We've been releasing a lot of singles, so I'm ready to have everybody hear the rest of it.
I bet you are. Tell me a little bit about this touring through a pandemic. How has life been on the road?
In one sense, like because we're so used to all of the COVID precautions at this point, it feels fairly natural, mm-hmm. I guess. You just wear your mask. You know, the shows are negative test or vaccine.
Yep.
And so I think everyone who's there is just pretty much ready to like let it all out,
yeah,
and have as much fun as can be had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely felt like a big release for everyone at every show. You know, I've had so many people come up and say, this is my first show back since COVID, and like this is a really emotional experience for me. And we definitely share in that emotion with all of those audience members. It's a cathartic experience every time for sure.
What was it like that first show? Playing in front of people. Where was it? Were you in Brooklyn? Were you...
The first show back was at the Sultan Room in Brooklyn.
That was bananas. It felt...
Yeah, that was crazy.
Unreal. It was also our first sold-out show ever.
Wow.
So.
And then... But I, in some ways, I felt like our first show back was in New York at Bowery Ballroom. At least in terms of like hometown show for us. That's like a venue that, you know, is...
yeah.
It's really something to shoot for. And so you know, that was
that must have been surreal.
Yes, yeah, super emotional.
Yeah,
I was just about crying at the end of it because I was like, this, none of this makes sense to me. You know, like most people that started listening to our band, it feels like started since the pandemic. So, you know, we're going on tour and meeting everyone for the first time.
Right.
And to have kind of, it feels like such a large jump in venue size is, you know, it's kind of mind-blowing and confusing. And
some of our first shows where we hear people singing back at us all the words to our songs, which is amazing.
Hey, I was over here singing. I know all the words now.
Excellent.
That's why I need the new songs. So
that whole session, my mic was actually muted. It was just John.
God, if I had your voice, life would be so much better for me.
With the release of their newest work, some critics have whined that the band is too much of a throwback. I mean, maybe, but we think they're missing the point. Yes, we hear the cited influences, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Kraftwerk, Depeche Mode, The Cure, but we also hear The Who, Pink Floyd, The Strokes, Lord Huron, The Killers, even the London sound of Working Men's Club. And then there's something that's all original Nation of Language. It's a great combo. The album A Way Forward was just released in late 2021 through Rough Trade. For this performance, marking the return of live music on the air to the KEXP studios after a year and a half, the band played four songs in front of the iconic lights. We are more than excited to present Nation of Language live on KEXP.
Thank you. And oftentimes I wonder what it is that I hang around here for.
You just heard Nation of Language with the songs Across That Fine Line and Wounds of Love.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Nation of Language. And that was our live session with Nation of Language. You heard the songs This Fractured Mind and The Wall and I. Shout out to our partner station KCPR 91.3 at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. Nation of Language was also featured on KEXP's Song of the Day podcast back in February, a great resource for new music discovery and always curated by KEXP DJs Never Algorithms. Subscribe to getting a new song each weekday by searching for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.